We're joined now by WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, who's been listening in to our conversation with Boston Mayor Kim Cheney. Anthony, good morning.
Hi, Bob. Good morning to you.
So clearly, Anthony, Kim Cheney is moved in a personal way as she assumes this office. What stood out to you as you listened in to what the new mayor said?
Yeah, well, I think very much that point that you were mentioning there. I mean, I was struck by what the mayor said about her granddaughter, that now she has a chance to see a mayor of Boston who looks like her. You know, she might have added, you know, a chance to see a mayor who looks like Boston. And Bob, it's such a reminder of how quickly this city is changing, but also of how long it took for that political change to sort of catch up with reality. I mean, as we've mentioned, Boston had 200 years of white men leading it. Suddenly, things are shifting in a dramatic way. I mean, it was just 2018 when Ayanna Pressley, who was the first black woman elected to the Boston City Council, became the first black woman elected to Congress from the state. Now there's a black mayor in Boston for the first time in history. Meanwhile, you mentioned the race for mayor. There are five candidates of color running for mayor this fall. So it all represents a dramatic shift in a city that not long ago was really struggling with a difficult legacy around race and racism. Still more work to do, but it's a real sign of change.
We heard Kim Cheney say that she was thinking about running for mayor this fall, but she wouldn't say for sure. Do you think she will run?
Yeah, I guess I do think she will, but I understand why she's not going to declare her intentions just yet. I mean, first, as she said, she needs to focus on being mayor, and she has to get that part right, obviously. You know, and in terms of the politics, it makes sense as well. I mean, if she intends to run, it's to her advantage to be the mayor and use the power of incumbency rather than just jumping into a crowded field of candidates right now. So I get why she wants to wait, but I expect we'll be hearing her intention to jump in the race within the next month or two.
Yeah, and it will be a crowded field, as you say. Let's talk about Marty Walsh, who held his farewell news conference last night in Boston right after the U.S. Senate confirmed him to be Joe Biden's Secretary of Labor. What was Marty Walsh's message as he said goodbye to Boston last night?
Well, it was vintage Marty from Boston, Bob, talking about a job that he really loved, being the mayor of his hometown. But I thought the best moment was when he described reaching out to Mayor Cheney two nights ago by text about this dramatic transition for both of them. Here's what he said.
I texted, "Think about this for a minute. A little girl from Roxbury is about to be mayor of Boston." And her response was, "Think about this for a minute. A little boy from Dorchester is about to become United States Labor Secretary of the United States of America."
And Bob Walsh said his and Janie's transition teams worked together very closely for the past few weeks to ensure that city government and its services will continue to run smoothly.
And we heard that same thing about working closely from Kim Cheney, too, in addition to what we heard on the air there. How did Marty Walsh sum up his 7 years serving in the top spot, Boston's mayor?
Well, he took credit for a number of accomplishments, for increasing affordable housing, for reducing homelessness, for maintaining a AAA bond rating during his administration. And he talked about how his administration responded to the killing of George Floyd and the national reckoning around race.
And the whole world changed. And the sense of urgency was front and center. So there's still lots of work to do here in Boston. But I am proud of the action that we took in Boston by declaring racism a public health crisis, by putting together a police reform task force.
Walsh also became a bit emotional, you know, choking up a couple of times as he talked about leaving. He called the last 8 weeks bittersweet and said he's been very emotional because he loves the people he works with and he loved being the mayor of the city that he grew up in.
I'm sure it's a little too early for me to ask this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. How do you think Marty Walsh will be remembered in Boston? What do you think his legacy might be?
You know, I think Walsh is going to be remembered for a couple of things. I mean, first, he led the city through a truly horrible pandemic, and he did it by following the science and the medical experts. And that's a crisis that no political leader could have really planned for. And he did an able job, even if there's still a lot more work to do. you know, I think a lot of folks just liked him. They like Marty from Dorchester, even if they don't always agree with him. And for example, I spoke to Michael Curry. He's president and CEO of the Massachusetts League of Community Health Centers. Curry was also the former head of the Boston NAACP. Here's what he said about Walsh.
You may have bumped heads with Mayor Walsh over many things, union contracts, economic development. But one thing you could not challenge is that he's a sincere guy who wanted to do the best for the city of Boston. And I think all of us can agree on that.
Finally, Anthony, Marty Walsh is only 53 years old. Do you think he has his eye on elective office down the road? Because, you know, he's only labor secretary for a few years.
That's right. You know, in fact, he was asked about that yesterday in that final press conference, and he gave the answer that you often hear from politicians, that he's not thinking about that, about the future, that he's totally focused on being Secretary of Labor. But he also said he's not going to rule anything out, so Marty from Boston might well have another act. Stay tuned.
All right. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, many thanks this morning. Thank you.
You're welcome, Bob.